Hi everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season four, episode 19. Next time's
Woo.
the season finale. Who would have known? I thought there'd be
Wow.
at least seven more episodes. Not to be mean.
It's been a long season, but I'm really excited for this engagement party. That's what I'm looking forward to.
It's been extra long because we took a big ass break in the middle of season
I
four.
know, I know.
Ugh. So yeah. Before we get into it, check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast, we have Summer is Fun, a Summer House podcast, and we have One Season Wonders, which will be coming back. Meredith and I are very excited. We watch a show that only has one season and talk about it
at the end of the summer, because I think these all go out at, during the summer, and at the end of the summer, our next season of One Season Wonders will appear.
Woo-woo! We're so excited.
Or you could get it on Patreon early.
Oh my God, way to steal my fucking thunder, Meredith. Do you want to do it?
I only get so many things to say in this podcast. One Season Wonders is
I
my
never
baby.
Shut up.
You get to rule the roost on every podcast
you
except
know what?
For my baby.
I truly dislike it though, but you don't want it either because the amount of detailed notes I have to take is unruly.
Very true. I just get my sparkling personality throughout these.
I know. Okay. So please be sure to rate, review, subscribe. Join our Facebook group. Same name as the podcast. Meredith is always trying to get people to talk. And recently she just responded to a comment I left.
I'm only commenting with Alicia now.
Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Join us on Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. Let me tell you what you can get. For $1 a month, you get access to our pre-shows where Meredith and I talk about my digestion most of the time.
We're talking about traveling, not just digestion.
Also, you get access to any episodes we record early, including this episode. I don't know when you're going to get this, but just hello from the past.
In the summer. You coulda, woulda, shoulda, listened to it early.
Hey, Meredith, what time is it? What time is it?
We have no clue because
oh
Alicia's
my
so bad
God.
At time.
It's summertime.
Oh, sorry.
Oh my thunder again. This is not going to be a good podcast. For $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access to our after show where we talk about Bravo news because we're doing these episodes spoiler free. So you won't know what happens because we don't know what happens until our after show. Also, we'll say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Chris, Danae, Dustin, Jackie, Casey, Kimberly, Cameron, Tiffany, Tracy, Gina, Jennifer, Kelsey, Mariah, and Sarah. I'm getting way better at that. Shout out to me. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus for our live shows, you get to give us your thoughts and comments and we'll read them on the show and discuss them. Also for One Season Wonders, we're going to think of a way to have you participate as well. Maybe to come on an episode or do the season with us or give us thoughts about that season. I don't know. We don't know. We know, but we're going to figure it out. And then also I'll pick a patron of the episode. So since I'm going in order now, it makes my life so much easier. And it just turns out that this person deserves it this week specifically because our patron of the episode is Dustin, who we love. And we're so thankful to have him on this podcast. And Dustin makes some dope ass koozies that we absolutely love. Meredith and I got some. They're amazing. He's gonna sell them. We're gonna promote them. I'm literally so excited. Just like melted my heart when I got them, Dustin. I'm so happy. I don't know if he watches Vanderpump Rules, but
it's not his favorite, but he made some Summer House specific. So if you watch that too, you probably saw them on our Instagram.
Dope koozies. We got so many messages about how awesome they are. Okay, Meredith, should we get in the episode?
Let's do it.
Okay. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, let's touch in public. Sandoval is creating a music video for his band. I forgot what it's called, but I have it later in the episode.
It's like Marilyn. It has to do with like Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn McMansion or something.
Yes. Yes. It's
something like that. But yes, the song Let's Touch in Public. Great. Kristen's dating Carter for now. Because I don't know if they're that serious. James got fired because he yelled at Kristen, but he's still going to go see her because he loves her and misses her. Jax is kind of scared he might go to jail. Sandoval's upset that his friends don't appreciate him. James cheated on Kristen way back in the day. Stassi is forgiven by Katie and is invited to the engagement party. Hip, hip, hooray. So on that note, we open up at Sir. Lisa's here. Katie approaches her and is like, hey, Lisa, we want to have an engagement party at your house. What are your thoughts? I think this is a big ask. I was like,
Whoa. I was going to say this is very bold, but I appreciate the ask on camera. It's kind of hard for Lisa to say no to this with a whole camera crew in front of her in a show to produce.
I agree. And she agrees to a small party, but she does ask who's invited. So Katie tells her, you know, family, the motley crew of Sir, and maybe, just maybe, Stassi and Kristen. And Lisa's like, absolutely fucking not. Like, first of all, no Kristen, but second of all, also no Stassi.
Yeah,
but mainly no Kristen.
Katie like tries to slide them in subtly, like, oh, so-and-so, Kristen and Stassi. Lisa's like, absolutely not. No. Shutting that down.
No. And then so Katie immediately is like, you know what? No worries. I'll take it.
Hey, you know what? If you want the venue, sometimes there's some things you got to cut off. And
everybody's disposable.
Yep.
So we're at a beauty place. Tom Sandoval is telling Gregory, the esthetician, about his music video shoot on Saturday. So we need our skin to look nice and dewy and beautiful. So remember when Sandoval was in that first band called Pierce the Arrow?
Now I do, once we got that like flashback.
Kristen threw her panties on stage.
Yes, because we were at like Lake Tahoe where like Stassi's mom was, right? Yes,
that's when Sandoval was practicing his set, but like acoustic because it was unplugged and Kristen yelled at him. Remember in the basement? That was my favorite.
Oh my God, yes. And Jackson Stassi kissed like literally pecked in the basement.
Ew, I hate it all. But yeah, so now he's in, you're right, it's Charles McMansion. Yeah, Charles McMansion. So it's different, but we're here. Sandoval, as Ariana's trying to relax and get her face all nice and dewy, he's describing all the dollars he has spent. We're at $9,000 and climbing.
Oh my God, so stressful. And he has to have, what, $2,000 in cash on set? I was like, you're asking to be robbed. Why does someone need $2,000 in cash?
I have no idea. I can't even think of what, maybe a tip. I have no idea what that could be for.
Oh, that checks out.
Maybe. I don't know, but it's crazy. But yeah, so now it's his turn. He asked Gregory immediately, what are the products we're going to be using? Oh, God, Meredith. Is that a storm?
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I heard the thunder.
Oh my God.
The eye. Yeah,
there's
hurricane.
A full blown like tornado warning going on behind me.
Woo. Okay, everyone, just bear with us. We are in the eye of a storm. Okay, so yeah, Sandoval's like, Gregory, what are we putting on my skin? And Gregory's like, I'm going to do all these different things. You know, very basic for those people who get facials all the time. I don't,
but I want one now.
This red light, whatever. Amazing. But no mask because that makes his skin dried out. And if anyone knows his skin, it's Sandoval.
Oh my God. The way he's so into this reminds me of like season one Sandoval with the like straightener and the
shave,
foundation,
the razor.
Yeah, like all of it. I was just like,
Kristen, have you seen my foundation? And she's like, just use mine. And he goes, I don't like yours. Or no, that was a hairspray.
I was about to say that's the hairspray.
Amazing. But yeah, after he's so beautiful. He's a pretty, pretty princess, as Ariana calls him. So now we go to Bottle Rack. We got Kristen. Who's she going to meet? I thought it was going to be Carter. I truly did.
No, I knew it was going to be James because we knew that they were going to meet because of the next time on.
I was unprepared. So they order. Kristen's going to have a bunch of wine while James has water because James has been sober for a whole week.
This is cool.
So he's basically... No, they broke up. This is
okay,
fair game.
But her being drunk, I mean, he also was hammered like whenever he was working that night, but her being there drunk added to him getting fired. So I feel like this is kind of cruel to do to someone. No matter if you're together or not, you're like, hey, I'm going to taunt you.
Maybe, but they're both so petty. That was fine for me. I don't know why.
I'm like, good God, this is just such a toxic relationship and they're not even together.
I can't believe I'm supporting Kristen on this, but you drink, girl. James has hit rock bottom, but you know, the rockiest part of that is that he misses Kristen. But then we get like a full blast, like a blast to the past where James is yelling at her before he spits on her door. That was the scene where he's about spit on her door.
I know. And he says before that he regrets all the bad words he said. And I was like, no, you don't. You're just lonely. You're at the bottom. So you're meeting Kristen at rock bottom.
And Kristen has a magical vagina that all the men love so much.
It makes no sense.
She's good at sex. She has to be so
good. I just kept looking at them this entire scene when they were inside and outside. And I was like, what is it? What is it about these two? Why they like keep coming back to each other?
We love. So Kristen says she's moved on. She's happy. She can be friendly with James, but she doesn't want to be disrespectful to Carter because Carter's basically perfect. He's smarter than Kristen and he has perfect measurements. That's all we look for in a person.
Her requirements or what she looks for is just insane. And even looking at like the last few people she's been out with or hooked up with, all four seasons we've seen her, none of them are perfect. Not even Sandoval is like perfect.
Maybe Carter will be the closest we get.
Good God. Just because he's smarter than you. Come on. I always want to be smarter than any guy I'm like dating.
I just love how she's like, he's smarter than me. And I'm like, Kristen, no offense, but I think there's like a good amount of people that are smarter than you in this world.
Yeah, that bar is not too high. I'm not saying I'm
one of them.
Oh, I know I'm one of them.
There's a good amount of people that are smarter than me. And I like to think I'm smarter than Kristen. So
I can't believe you're like putting yourself that low.
So I think I get dumber with age. So I truly don't know, but we'll see. Okay. So Kristen's like, I don't want to date you. And James is like, you know what, Kristen, I love hard and I hate hard, but like, then I move on and it's fine. So then their food shows up and Kristen just got a big plate of steamed veggies, which just seems sad. I don't know. It's not even like a fried veggie.
She's like anyway, chugging her wine too, like taking large gulps.
Yeah. So Kristen, though she says she's happy, she is upset to see James with Lala because Lala is just a skank or whatever she said. And then James is like, it's not even a comparison because Lala didn't even get me hard. And I was like, my God, what? So then Kristen's like, I'm going to get even more upset. Hey, James, did you sleep with Jenna? I think that was season 3. Maybe it was earlier season 4.
I think
4.
So, because it was at that
roller. No, it was like an 80s or 90s party or something.
Oops. Oh, was that right. Really? I thought it was at that party on the rooftop.
It was. It was like Sheena's birthday or something. And then they went to the rooftop after.
Oh,
because James got drunk because he was DJing.
Crazy thought there.
Yeah, that one party James got drunk at. But whatever. So Kristen's like, did you do that? And James was like, yeah, I told you I did that. And Kristen's like, no, you didn't. You lied about it. Even though Kristen knew because she stalked his Uber. That was how she found out.
Yes. But he also confirmed it in last season. So if she would have watched the season back, like, boom, we know the answers. That's why James probably feels like, oh, I told you because I told national television.
I feel like that was beginning of this season, maybe.
Now I can't remember when they broke up.
No, we took that really big, big blank. I don't know. I think it might have been beginning of this season, but I feel like it's been long enough that Kristen
I don't think so because out. Lala came this season and
oh, you're right.
They broke up at the end of last season.
Cool, dope.
Or I don't think they actually broke up on this season, but I think they confirmed on the reunion that they were done.
The show just blends together. Anyway. Yeah, they boned. James and Jenna boned. So Kristen gets really upset and she wants to walk away and she's crying. And then James is like cornering her and is like, don't walk away. Just give me a hug. And Kristen's like, no, I just want to walk away. Get me out of here. So then she's crying. This is like being hurt all over again. James goes outside after Kristen. They're both smoking. James tells Kristen he misses her and they were best friends, and he misses when they would listen to music at 6 a.m. and never fought, which,
good God,
that's because you were sleeping most of the time, I would assume, during like fighting hours.
I wonder how much of their relationship, because they were dating before the like season three. So I'm curious how much of their relationship was actually somewhat positive. They had to be in the honeymoon stage at one point.
I'm sure once they were forced to film with Ariana and Sandoval, that's when Kristen got like a little unhinged again.
And like James got jealous of Sandoval and Kristen, because Kristen still wanted Sandoval.
Yeah, she was a detriment to this establishment. It was all bad. But okay, so Kristen's like, I know you miss me, I'm a fucking catch, I just need time. And then they agree they don't hate each other. And then Chris or James is like, I love you. And Kristen's like, I don't know what to say to that. And he's like, you do know what to say. And then she's worried about him, and he's like, don't worry about me. And then he kisses her neck, and then they walk away. And immediately I went, oh,
I know. Like, how are we doing this again? I was actually really proud of Kristen, of how she handled most of this.
I did. I was too.
And how she was like, no, like you want me back. Like, that's not going to happen. It's too late. I was so excited about like how she was handling it. She wasn't being mean.
Nope.
She was saying they could be friends, but like, we're not doing anything else. And then you walk away together. Obviously something's going to happen, especially off camera.
His hand is on the small of your back. No one's fooled. Do you think Kristen's the love of his life?
Oh my God, I really hope not.
This was my only thought during this whole outdoor smoking scene.
This is tragic. Do you think after they broke up, Kristen thought James was the love of her life, or always Sandoval was?
I think Sandoval's more the love of her life than James. Okay. But James is only like, what, 23? He doesn't have that many loves of his life.
This is definitely, I think, his first love.
Would you rather have this kind of first love or no first? Or I guess this kind of love of your life or no love of your life?
Well, you're going to have a love of your life at some point, I think, right?
What if they were all just like, I don't know if I've had the love of my life, but I've had a lot of loves. I've had a first.
Okay. I think the love of your life is hard to determine, because at any point, I feel like you could choose that that's your person and stay with them forever.
That's true.
But your first love and then other loves after that are so different.
Do you think Kristen's the one that got away?
For James? Yes. At this point, yes. I think it can change later, but right now he's looking at it like that's the one who got away.
Ah, sad. Now we're at this warehouse. I wrote shirt printer, but it should be a warehouse because a shirt printer is not the place that we're at. So we're here for Kristen's t-shirt line called James May, which I have to look into why it's called James May, because that seems like a conflict of interest at this point.
Well, I was like, isn't this the first time we're hearing about this?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we got no introduction to the fact that this even exists.
I also love Kristen with like, okay, so Meredith and I both have business degrees, and like, you could totally start a business without a business degree. But I love Kristen going like, I had a partner and then we had a falling out. And then basically I had to pay this person to not be a part of my company. I was like, yeah, you bought them out so you could be full owner. Like, that's a normal thing that happens.
So now we're like $4,000 in debt. And I'm like, okay, no, sure, Kristen, this is your roundabout way of being also, like, I separated from my business partner.
Ma'am, $4,000 is not too bad. That's nothing. Pretty solid.
I'm shocked you don't have already, in a sense, startup costs of debt. Most companies in the first year are all debt.
I just loved it. I literally wrote, Kristen describes a buyout to me.
And then her being like, and we have 100 shirt orders. I'm like, damn, honey, if you're already at 100 shirt orders a month, you're doing great.
One of them's not Stassi though, because she's never worn a t-shirt in her life.
Good God. How have you never worn a t-shirt? Like, what do you sleep in?
Was she in a sorority? Like, do you know how many t-shirts we had to wear for that shit?
Yeah. That was the worst part about being in a sorority. You had to buy like every fucking t-shirt.
Like,
as I'm wearing a sorority t-shirt right now.
Stassi probably wasn't super big in sports, or like, I get that, like, fine.
Yes.
But if a sorority is such a girly thing that you only wear t-shirts, but like mashing. So I don't know. But okay. So Stassi and Kristen talk about how Carter told Kristen about this dope ass thing that Meredith and I have both heard of, but Kristen's going to explain it again to us. It's a bar that does turtle races. This is very big in Chicago. So I'm sure we've both experienced this or at least heard of it at some point. Yes. Great. Tin Lizzie's, what's up? So she's like, Stassi, we should go. And Stassi's like, that sounds great. Who else is going? And Kristen says, I've invited Katie because Kristen wants the friend group back together again.
I love it.
Fuck.
I love the effort here to be like, listen, I'm just going to invite everyone. I'm not going to say much. We're all going to, she's like parent trapping her whole friend group. Yes.
Kristen knows what she wants and she goes after it.
I'm like, what a fun event that you can like do stuff and not really hang out one-on-one since it's an activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for everybody to still stay there once they kind of show up and see everybody else.
Yes. So then we find out Kristen last night drunkenly told Stassi that she and James made out, but Stassi's not buying it because she's like, the fuck, just make out? And then what, you're like, let's stop so I can go inside and you will not follow me? And Kristen's like, well, I couldn't because you were in my bed. And then she's like, so how'd you stop it? And then it like kind of weirdly, like it cuts, but I'm just finishing up this storyline. Yeah. It cuts to Kristen just going like, oh, we totally boned.
Lots of things. They didn't arrive together. So I wasn't expecting them to leave fully together.
I agree. Okay. Yeah.
I kind of thought they both drove and that they'd like go make out in some like alleyway and then part ways.
That's what I thought.
So to hear that he drove her home, and once I heard that he drove her home, I was like, a lot happened.
There was no dry humping, right? That's what Kristen says. She's like, we didn't dry hump because Stassi's like, what seat were you on? You stand your seat? What was going on? But I was like, okay, I can get though being like, we can't go upstairs because Stassi's in my bed. Like that's a good excuse to separate.
Yes.
But Kristen and James are so toxic. Of course they're not going to separate.
Nope. Of course
they
not.
They boned on top of the Beamer. Because let me tell you what James told Lala. My God. So James shows up at Lala's apartment with a backing track to their song. And then Lala's like, this is great. How is dinner with Kristen? I don't give a fuck about our song right now. And James is like, I didn't hook up with her. And Lala's like,
yeah, liar. Right.
Liar. So James says they just made out in the car and his heart was pounding. And then Kristen said they couldn't go upstairs because Stassi was there. And Lana's like, so what? You just stop making out? And
yeah, her that's heart not just you.
Explodes.
Come on.
And then James is like, never mind. We boned on the Beamer and
on the hood of it. And I was like, okay, you have to be like a parking garage. That's what I was thinking. But still, that's not enough privacy.
It took three minutes.
They boned in the back seat. Let's be honest.
I hope they boned on. Can you imagine me just like coming home with groceries and being like, what the fuck?
I'd be pissed.
I would call someone and start talking really loud.
Because you know,
yeah, there's some people banging.
You know, this is just some like random weeknight. Like this isn't even like a Saturday where there's just like some drunk hooligans all around and you kind of expect it. It's like a Tuesday night and yeah, people are doing like their grocery shopping.
People come back from workouts, grocery shopping, normal shit.
Because you hear them before you see them.
Yeah. I would be like, what the fuck?
The worst.
I would have to go look for, or I think someone was getting murdered and maybe call the police. I don't know what I would do. But that's
a good point.
So Lala gets really jealous. Surprisingly, but she kind of yells at him.
It's never nice to hear that somebody you kind of had a fling with, even if you don't really care, like you don't have feelings for them, that they're like backsliding to the person before you.
That's true, but Lala made it very clear, doesn't matter whose P goes into whose V.
I don't think she cares if it was anybody else, like that random girl from the beach who we already forgot about. But Kristen is a different thing.
She's magic. She's great at sex. So then Lala basically kind of yells at him and is like, you have nothing going for you. Who the fuck are you? Why are you going back to Kristen? You're a loser, basically. And James is like, you're right. And then that's the end of that.
You're right.
So now we go to Katie and Tom's apartment. Shane and Sheen are here. We're talking engagement party. We're talking menus. We're literally doing a wedding menu because there's going to be entrees and desserts and sides and you get to pick. And Schwartz is like, I'm sorry, what is happening? to my wallet. And Katie gets kind of mad because she's like, it comes with the package. And Schwartz is like, what package did we get?
Schwartz is like, what? Listen, this is a barbecue. We're going to throw 7 hot dogs on the grill and everybody's going to bring a cooler. And Katie's like, no, we are throwing a party. So we need to supply food.
Jax is actually the grill master in Schwartz's fantasy. So, but yeah, so plus Schwartz doesn't even know what an engagement party is. Like, why should they have to pay for other people to come hang out with them? But you know what, Schwartz, as someone who goes to engagement parties and is not engaged, if I have to show up with a present and celebrate you, you better be paying for my food.
Everybody's bringing you a present. If this was just a normal party, like I kind of understand it is frustrating to like pay for everything for everyone, but that's just the way this shit works. That's like saying like, can you pay your part of my wedding?
No, I do with
can my you gift. Imagine if somebody Venmo requested you like $200 for your place setting at a wedding?
Yeah, because then I would not bring a gift.
Honestly, it would be nice.
Pardon, because you already have to match the gift, right? So your plates, you're already like, ugh.
Which is so hard. Can I just say this? Buying gifts for weddings is very hard.
Especially now, like back my parents' day, they didn't live alone really. Like mm-hmm. my dad did, but he obviously didn't have like marriage stuff. So the silverware and all that shit was needed.
Yeah.
I don't need you to buy me silverware now. I don't need you to buy me china. No one uses china.
Because the thing is, like, I actually like my mom's china and she has like Christmas china, which I think is cool, but like, I'll just get that when she kicks it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
like that shit is gonna come to me anyways. I don't need 7 sets of china.
I'm gonna literally tell everyone and be like, you can give me $20. That's fine. Just give me money.
My friend.
Or
and hold on. Gift things are so registries are so funny because anything that's not purchased, you get a discount on. So one of my friends put on all this expensive shit that she knew people are not gonna buy just so she could get it like 25% off.
That's kind of smart. I was gonna say now a lot of brides and grooms do like but just submit some money to help us pay for our honeymoon or something like that, which like, dope, I'll do that.
Yes.
But my dad was like, that's kind of trashy of them to ask for that.
No, it's a modern thing.
But if I give them a check for $100, they're going to just use that on their honeymoon. They just have to go cash it before they leave, which sucks. So I might as well just Venmo them.
My cousin did, instead of like paying for an entire honeymoon, it's like you could buy them an excursion. Like you could buy us to go ziplining on... I don't even know where they went, but like you could buy a piece of their thing, like an extra thing. Like they're already going to do the honeymoon. See? Here's an extra thing you could buy them.
Hell yeah. That's cool. Don't invite me to your wedding. If you want a microwave, I'm not going to bring that. So, guys hate engagement parties, except Sandoval. Sandoval would love one, but Shay hated his. So that's more Schwartz's vibe.
Okay. Shay hates anything to do with Sheena. Let's be honest.
He hates his wife. So it's at Lisa's house. So that's when Katie's like, Kristen and Sassy can't come. And Sheena's like half excited, I think. So
let's be honest. But Sheena likes the exclusivity of things.
Yeah,
and the fact that she will be Katie's right-hand man. And then two of 100%. Katie's BFFs can't come and take the spotlight. That's Sheena's dream.
Also at Sheena's engagement party, Kristen admitted to sleeping with Jax and then Sandoval punched Jax in the face. Never forget. You feel this?
Oh my God. I kind of forgot that was Sheena's engagement party, but how could I when she literally got into an entire gold outfit and sang on the bar, good as gold.
I love because her and Shay's marriage is good as gold.
They're going to last. They're forever.
And then Katie's like, ugh, I don't think Ariana is going to be invited because she's not going to have fun with us.
Oh,
and then
Schwartz
is like, no.
Schwartz is like, can we not with this crap? Okay.
Here's the
Ariana thing. Ariana saying, listen, I have to put in a lot of effort to be happy around you guys. Doesn't mean don't invite her to something.
No. Also, if you're going to invite, you have to invite Sandoval. So you can't be like just Sandoval, no Ariana. That is so tacky and rude. That's what's tacky, is like inviting only half a couple. Also,
yeah, this isn't some random friend who's just like not putting in effort. She's in your broader friend group and your fiance is best friends with her boyfriend.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's like, even if you don't like her, she has to come. So don't like,
it's like Schwartz likes
don't
her.
Don't fight Schwartz on this. Like, yes, she has to come. Okay, so now we're at Sir. Jack sits down with Lisa. He needs Saturday night off. You would think to maybe bone a girl or something. No.
Can I say something on this? Because this statement, I immediately was like, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. Why would he need Saturday night off? So is he flying Saturday night?
A red eye is overnight.
So wouldn't he need the Sunday night red eye? Because court isn't open on Sunday. So he needs to be there Monday.
I would assume, yes.
But I guess he like, if he's going to go, you might as well get a day off.
If we flash forward, he leaves in the morning. So he's not taking a red eye. So I'm confused.
This whole thing was so dumb. This like conversation, I was like, none of this adds up.
I have zero clue. But yeah, he physically has to be in Hawaii. He doesn't know what the outcome is going to be. He has remorse. He has a heart. He's just a big dummy, Meredith. And so Lisa's like, whatever, you can go. Because Lisa knows he's probably not going to end up in jail because Jax never faces the consequences to his own actions.
Truest statement I've ever heard is when Lisa said that.
Okay, we make it to Turtle Racing. Kristen, Stassi, Carter show up. Then Sheena and Shay, which I was kind of surprised about. I know her and Kristen are friends, but Sheena's not part of the OG group, so I didn't think she'd
come. Or the let's get everyone back together group.
Yeah, and then no one's heard from Katie. Somehow she never responded to Sheena. I find that hard to believe. Because they're best friends. They talk all the time every day.
I think Sheena's trying to keep a rift going. Like, oh, I don't know if she's coming.
Keep them on their toes. And so Stassi's like, I don't know what else to do because, you know, Stassi's not being aggressive, but she's being somewhat assertive when it comes to hanging out with Katie. They text all the time.
Well, and she's like insecure. It's like, oh, yeah. Do you not want to come see me? Like, what's going on?
So then Katie and Schwartz come. And I kind of love that Stassi's like the seventh wheel. I love it.
Oh my gosh. I agree. And it's just like I just said, she's like being cautious and like, she doesn't know what to do or say. And I love awkward Stassi. We never see this.
Also awkward is that everyone else dressed to like the nines and Katie's like, we're here for Turtle Racing. I wore a sweater.
Yeah. Why are we in dresses?
These bitches have never been to Turtle Racing. I would show up after the gym and be like, great, let's get a beer, put some money on a turtle.
100%. If this was like a fundraiser, I get why you'd maybe be in a dress because the idea of it is nicer, but like, we're just going to a fucking dive bar.
Literally. Okay. So Katie likes how Stassi isn't really being like normal Stassi anymore, right? She's not being mean or bossy, but another thing Katie has to deal with tonight is Carter. The one night stand that's haunting her.
Oh my God.
They've hooked up before, but Schwartz, he's cool with it. He's progressive dude. Plus Schwartz cares about nothing.
Like, wow. Did we not need another crossover in this group?
This is amazing. It was a year before she met Schwartz, and her and Schwartz have been dating for 6 years, 5 years, long time.
More than 4 years for sure, because they were dating prior to this show.
Woof. So Carter, what up, my man? Good for you getting back in this group.
He's like a boomerang to this group.
I know, he'll never leave. So they don't like Turtle Racing. They don't like that there are rules. They don't like that they don't have their own turtle. They don't like anything.
I don't know what they expected out of this event, but this is exactly, you mentioned that like this is a thing in Chicago. I've never been, but this is exactly what I would think it would be.
Yeah. And the one in Chicago, this was nicer. The ones in Chicago are obviously indoors because it gets super cold there sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's literally like this little ring and you're at your table and you're probably standing on your chair trying to look, or you're like me just drinking a beer, doesn't care. And
some of them do like all you can eat or all you can drink. So then they're packed because it's such a great deal.
Yes.
That it's just kind of a mess. This was like awesome. And if you got your own turtle, wouldn't you think you'd have to bring your own turtle?
It's literally so confusing. And though Kristen loves reptiles, she thinks it's kind of fucked up that Carter's idea of hanging out was a turtle race.
I don't know why she's so peeved about this, because at the t-shirt thing, she sounded excited about it.
I know, but she also fucked James, so she doesn't really have a leg to stand on here. So now, the engagement party. Katie's got to break the news. She looks at Stassi. She looks at Kristen and she says, Lisa said you're not invited to my engagement party. I agreed. So you're out. Sorry, not sorry. And Stassi's pissed, but she's not Kristen. She's not going to go if she's not invited.
Which is very honorable because why are you, because it's at someone's home. If it was at Lisa's restaurant, I could say, I could give him a little bit more leeway, but this is somebody's home.
Yes. Exactly. So we'll see what happens. But now we go out to dinner with Brittany and Jax.
Okay. Another reason pointing to that he did not leave on the red eye.
No. This, I'm so confused.
Because we agree this is Saturday night, right?
I think so. We're at Total Races and we're at dinner. I think it's Saturday night. Also, he doesn't take a red eye. So upset. So we're out to dinner. Brittany's boobs are out. It's girls' night out.
They Jax look good. I do have to Brittany. Say they look
they
good.
Do. They look really good. She looks great. Brittany jokes that this might be Jax's last free meal and he gets mad. Which, like, no, if you did it and hang out with you. It's
you gotta pay for this. Like, and I'm sorry this comes with jokes because like you just said, you did it.
Well, Meredith, it's not like he robbed a bank. He just robbed some sunglasses.
He just robbed a high-end sunglass store.
Yeah.
It's not. You're lucky you didn't rob a bank. You probably would have had a gun on you.
Yeah. So Jax, then, I don't even know how we get here, but Jax is not fully on board with marriage.
He talked about the engagement party and how dumb he thinks the concept of marriage is.
Yeah, because fuck marriage. And Brittany,
because he's like, why would they do that? And I'm like, you not liking marriage doesn't mean other people have to dislike marriage.
Also, straight up know your audience. The Southern Belle.
Yes.
She was raised on marriage, my guy. Come on.
And we know this, that just because of our knowledge of Brittany, but she comes from a Christian background. So then she talks about how
conservative Kentucky Christian background.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, Brittany is starting to get a little upset and Jax is like, well, Brittany, who do you know that's even happily married? And she literally goes, my grandparents, your parents, Shay and Sheena, which I was like, wow.
It's like, you lost him. Lost that battle as soon as you mentioned Shay and Sheena.
But she does say you work through it, right? Where she's from. And I get this because I think marriage is very different for all families. But her idea of marriage is even during the rough points, even when it gets really bad, you stick with it. You stay on it because you are legally bound to this person.
That point about Sheena and Shay was a positive thing. She gave Jax that's not right.
Yeah, Shay wants to not wake up every day of his life. Okay, come on. This dude just wants to drink and Sheena's the woat. So Brittany knows Jax's reputation, which he's banged most of the girls in LA.
I'm like, wait a minute, you do? You know everything about him? I'm shocked you're with him.
Did you watch the show, my girl? I feel like I know his reputation.
I wish we would have got her in an interview chair, but I guess she's not really a full cast member in season four here. But I wish we would have gotten an excerpt of how she knows his past. Did she watch the show? Was it Jax's telling?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Katie and Sheena and Ariana who were Jax was the player. Cause we've even seen it. They're the fact that Jax is settling down is crazy. Wow, Jax, you're not going to go cheat on her, right? They make jokes.
That's true.
So then, Brittany's I know your reputation and I'm still willing to be in this relationship. I would hope that we're committed enough for marriage. And then now Jax is oh my fucking God, is this an argument? Are you arguing with me?
You brought this up, Jax. I know. You're the one who started this conversation about not wanting to do marriage. Why would you do this? She moved her whole life to LA audience. For you.
Just know your audience. So then Brittany's heartbroken. She's crying. She just says when you love someone, it's hurtful to hear those things.
It is hard to hear that, I bet.
Yeah, because she moved her whole life.
Yeah, if there's not a future, she doesn't want to be in this relationship. No. I understand that from her. For Jax, it's you brought this up and you've only been dating for 3 months or no, more than that, but still.
It's been a long time. But now Jax is pissed because he has a lot going on. So he doesn't know why Britney's crying, making this all about him. And then he's like, why are you upset? What in the world? What's happening? Like,
why would you cry about this?
I just don't love you.
I told you I don't see a future with you. Why are you crying?
Why are you sad? Eat your salmon. So then he says in an interview, he's like, I feel like I can't breathe in this relationship. And I was like, oh my God, dump her now then.
He has done all of this to himself. And now he's like, what the heck?
If it isn't the consequences of his own actions, what?
There's nothing worse than Jax wanting something, doing it, and then being pissed about it.
I know. And then if we go to the next scene, which is one of my favorites, we go golfing with Jax and Schwartz. And Jax tells Schwartz how he's so mad that Britney could see marriage for them. And Schwartz is like, yeah, I mean, he invited this girl to move her whole life to LA. She came, they lived together. He bought her a boob job, took her on a nice trip to Hawaii. Why would she think about marriage? How dare she?
When Schwartz is the voice of reason, you know there's a problem.
There's such an issue. I'm so stressed. But yeah, and then Jax is like, oh, Britney's just texting me. Also, is he not on the red eye?
Okay, now maybe last night was Friday now.
What is happening?
And maybe he leaves at like 6 7. p.m. or like 7 p.m. and it's the summer. So like the sun does set pretty late.
I'm about to call you because I got a timestamp.
Okay.
Boop. Okay. But yeah. Okay. So Jax is all mad. They're in a mess of a relationship, whatever. So Schwartz then is like, hey, guess what? To change the subject.
No, Jax asks him what he's doing. Oh, that's, Jax asks. Because I literally was like, this pissed me off when Jax gets upset.
Okay, so Jax, I guess, goes, what are you doing today? And then Schwartz is like, I'm going to help Sandoval with his music video.
Yep.
Jax is like, oh, fuck the band. I hate his band.
How dare you talk about his band in front of me?
What a waste of my time. So then we talk about the engagement party at Lisa's. And Schwartz is like, I want BYOB, but Katie said no. Also, Stassi and Kristen aren't allowed to come. And Jax is like, what? Well, first Schwartz says Stassi and Kristen might come and then, or are invited.
Yeah.
And then Jax is like, oh my God, I have to come head to head with Stassi, my mortal enemy. Remember when I cheated on her? We get a flashback. God. And then they're like, never mind, you're fine. They're not allowed to come, which Jax exiles because this is the only time he can breathe.
Exhales, when he's away. Yeah.
Oh, what did I say?
Exiles.
It's my accent. I think I get dumber with age. So he exhales because the only time he can breathe is when he's not near Britney. And this is that time.
I'm like, this is just a disaster of a relationship. This sounds like Stassi's relationship with
Patrick.
Yeah. Whenever they had to move out because they couldn't handle each other.
Literally so messy. And then Jax is like, oh, Britney knows everything about my relationships. I've told her everything. So Stassi's not a surprise. But she didn't know he's not interested in marriage.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, clearly we told her the wrong things.
Okay. So we go to the music video shoot. This producer, Ross Kelly, looks super familiar. I don't know where I know him, but he's been in my life or my dreams before.
That sounds weird.
Lala, Faith, and Ariana are here. They're getting their makeup done. Peter's here with the camera. Schwartz is here doing nothing but eating craft services.
Love it.
It's a fun and sexy concept. So there's like this liberation machine in the library, and it helps people break through the prisons of their own mind.
Sure.
Which is fine. It makes you seem like,
you know what? I'm not the creative type.
I'm not either. Okay, so Faith and Lala are going to do a dance. We didn't invite Sheena because it's going to be really grueling and we don't have time for feelings. Not here.
I mean, let's be honest. Sheena would kind of make a scene.
She would. She would complain the whole time.
Sheena and Jax would complain. Or
Sheena would ask to be featured on the album.
God, Sheena would want to sing on this record.
Yeah, 100%. But we have Lala, and she's basically like this timid girl who then gets broken out by the liberation machine and becomes a sex machine, if you will. So then,
did you see that the back of her hair was getting buzzed off?
Yes, I
commitment loved. To the role, girly.
I loved. Okay, so Also, we have the engagement party on Wednesday. Are we so excited? We're going to be one happy family for the night. And Ariana's like, yeah, fun. I get to go. That's fine. I haven't talked to the girls, but no worries. And Schwartz knows that Ariana and Sandoval kind of like, you know, they separate themselves from the group. But he loves them and he doesn't want them left out of the group intentionally. And he doesn't want people to be mean to them because those are his besties.
I think that's wonderful. You should always invite people. And if they turn you down, that's their own problem. But don't stop inviting them. I feel like a lot of times when people say no to you, then you stop inviting them. And that's where the problems happen. You just need to always say no, but give them the option.
Give them the chance. Also, there's a dildo bass guitar.
Loved it. So I'm going to be honest.
We see like little snippets of the video and they look dope.
I loved this.
It looked good. Let's touch public.
Okay, I don't love the song, but the whole video looks cool.
I think it's catchy.
I kind of do too. The way Lala talks about it in her interview, she's like, it's a bob. Let's be honest, it is. It's got a good beat. I just cannot imagine sitting in my car singing this.
I'll try. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to download it for my trip and I'm going to listen to it on an airplane.
What a great place to listen to it in a crowd full of random strangers.
Let's touch and public. So
start singing it out loud.
What show was it? Was it a show we watched where there was like, oh my God, to Hawaii when Lala and James like had sex on the airplane or something? And we were like, how does that work? Maybe they didn't have sex on the airplane, but they were like hooking up on the airplane. Remember? And he was like, yeah, on top of her. And I was like, well, they were touching in public.
They were.
That's what this
time. What a nightmare situation.
What a time. So now we're at Villa Rosa. Schwartz is here. I don't know why, but he doesn't seem to know why either. He's just here to let horses, mini horses.
Oh my God. What a Schwartz moment to walk into Lisa's house. He can't find anyone. Goes to play with the ponies and they all come into the house.
He opens the door, right? There's a door connecting the stable area to the house. Yes. He opens it, tries to touch one of the horses. The horse tries to get around him. Instead of blocking the horse, he allows this horse to go through, then chases it to get it to go back to the outside.
While the door is still open.
Yeah. So the other, I think it's Diamond and Rosé. I think this one, Rosé, then walks into the house. So now Schwartz has two animals. And Lisa comes in with a robe on and is so like, mad.
The fuck is going on in here?
So mad. She literally grabs Diamonds and she's like, come on. And because Schwartz is kind of scared.
Because obviously Schwartz can't wrangle the horses himself.
No, he's scared
useless.
Of them.
He's useless.
Absolutely useless as a human. Okay, so Schwartz and Lisa talk about the engagement party. It's linen and lace themed, but Lisa can dress however she wants. It doesn't need to be either one of those. Nobody in the house is the rule that Lisa's giving.
She wants it like house. Beyond her view, not that close. Cause obviously Lisa has property. So we see there's like a tiered effect on her backyard.
Mm-hmm.
This makes sense to me. Like, listen, if your whole view that Katie talked about was being outside, doing all these things. Yeah. Go outside.
You're outside for sure. But then Schwartz is like, what if people have to go to the bathroom? And Lisa's like, not really my problem. And Schwartz is like, I'll talk to Katie. Thank you.
Yep. Need to get those fancy porta potties.
Also, no Kristen. I mean, like no Stassi too, but no Kristen. That one is drilled into our minds.
Yep.
Schwartz is like, yeah, dope. 100%.
No problem. Won't happen.
So then, speak of the devils, we go apartment shopping with Stassi and Kristen. It's a very cute studio for $2,250 unfurnished. Yikes. 12 month lease. Actually, this isn't that bad.
Yeah, but for LA, it's weird. Okay, my last lease was in St. Louis and it was $850 for a one bedroom.
Okay, I can tell you my lease is close up to what Stassi is paying in here.
Rent just like hurts my soul.
Rent hurts a lot. So this is real. The only problem is Stassi wants more closet space. Listen, Stassi, I don't have a lot of closet space. You got to do what you got to do, hon.
I was about to say, go to IKEA and get all those storage solutions, hon.
Woof. So then Kristen and Stassi are going to sit, talk about the apartment, but not really. We're going to talk about Katie's engagement party. Because you know what? Kristen had to miss Sheena's rehearsal dinner. So she's not going to miss Katie's engagement party. She's done missing shit, okay?
Why did Krista need to be at the rehearsal? She was not in the wedding, was she?
I literally have zero clues. Okay, but Stassi's like, yeah, okay, I'm down to crash, which I was like, why is the same person down to crash? Oh no, Kristen has full control over this plan and I hate it.
I can't believe Stassi agreed to this so quickly.
I know. The plan is just to walk in, thank Lisa for having there, and move on, because to them, it would be nothing but selfish and rude for Lisa to turn away two of Katie's best friends. But I'm thinking, this is Lisa's house, so she can turn away whoever the fuck she wants. Yes. And also, you're not two of Katie's best friends. You're like newly into her best friend zone again. So
agreed with that. I was going to say that the idea of talking to Lisa is where their plan is going to really take a downfall. Because if they walk in and immediately talk to Lisa, that's the perfect moment for Lisa to say, get out of here. You just need to kind of sneak in and lay low.
Yes.
So 100%. Then when you've been there for 30 minutes and nothing's happened, she's like, oh, okay, they're being good.
Hey, I'll bet you any amount of money Kristen doesn't lay low.
Oh my God. Absolutely. I won't take that bet.
Okay. So we go to Sir. Jack Sandoval and Ariana are here. I don't know how this is cut because Jax is still working. This must be Saturday day.
Okay. Actually, we did get this all messed up because he says at this moment, with them, like, oh, I have to leave early so I can hop my flight to Hawaii.
Oh, okay. So let's say this is Saturday during the day, right?
Yes. Okay. Day this makes Saturday. More sense. So then.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I can be on board with that.
We're dead silent. No one's really talking. Jax is offended that they are not talking to him when he has this big case coming up. But then Sheeta and Katie show up.
He's like, would be really nice to have a friend to talk to.
Yeah, but then Katie and Sheena show up and they start talking about it. And they're like, hey, Jax, you just have to remember to like be careful and like also don't talk out of term and don't take this as a joke.
Like,
and
don't go Jax, in so cocky.
And now Jax is upset that people are talking about it.
He's like, I know not to do that.
He's like a teenager. I know, mom. I know.
My mom doesn't pay me enough attention. And then she pays attention. I don't want to talk to you right now.
Mom, why are you up my butt all the time?
I think he wants Sandoval and Ariana to fawn over him. And they're not going to. You literally talk shit about these two people.
Don't care.
All the time. And now you want them to be concerned about you?
That's what he wants.
Your trial, Jax, and you stealing is the same as Sandoval's music video. You both hate talking about the other ones.
It's just so bad. So then Jax is like, hopefully I make it back for the engagement party. And then Katie's like, oh yeah, it's going to be so fun. Everyone's invited. Ariana, hopefully you don't have to pretend to have too much fun at this party, which is so petty. It's so dumb and so petty and so unnecessary to say this.
And I love how Ariana handles it. A, in her interview, she's like, wow, great joke. But in person, she's like, of course, I am really excited about it. I'm very supportive of the two of you.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved her interview where she was like, brava, you're good so one. Clever.
Wow.
I was like, woof, didn't even bother her for a second. But yeah, she played it classy in front of Katie. So Katie looks like a dummy. So
now, she looks like such an asshole.
She does. So now we go to Jax's apartment. It is 7:45 a.m.
How do you know that?
There was a timestamp.
Shut up.
There was one time.
What if he missed his flight?
I'm so mad it's not the red eye.
This is dumb. I knew he from the beginning. I knew this plan made zero sense. And I kind of feel like he used it just to get out of working.
Agreed. He had to have one more thing round of sex before he went to jail.
I hope he goes to jail. I'm not joking. I hope he gets like a week in jail.
Same. And you know what? He still has the glasses. He's going to return.
Insane. He's like, I guess I have to return these.
But then he puts them in and Brittany's like, you're going to break them. He's like, I don't care. And it's like, well, you can't return them if they're broken.
This is the exact attitude that Katie and Sheena told you not to go to Hawaii with.
I know. But you know what? He's not afraid to go to jail in Hawaii because he's in jail right now in his apartment because he hates Brittany, which I was like, What a weird thing to go into.
I know. He's like, wow, I hope I go to jail in Hawaii so I don't have to deal with this personal hell.
Fuck Brittany.
So you know what, Jax? She's going to see this. Again, there's a camera right in front of you filming all of this. Like, what is Brittany
thinking? He's in his interview. Yes. He's not even like hiding mic'd up in the bathroom. Nope. He's fully in his interview.
Why do we feel the need to say such shitty things about people who are going to hear it and then be pissed in 6 months?
Oh, it gets worse because now Brittany is driving him to the airport and she's like, are you nervous? And he goes, I'm just anxious, which I was like, dick. And then he's like, I make a mistake. I'm human. And I'm like, oh my God, this man.
So wow, really, then, you have a lot of remorse for this.
And then he goes, he might go to jail, but that's not the biggest mistake of his life, because the biggest mistake is letting Brittany move in with him.
Which, yes, I agree with that. But
also, like,
now you're deciding this?
A slightly bigger mistake is stealing from a high-end store. Like, Brittany, yes. you can tell her to leave and you won't go to jail. This is like higher consequences.
Yes, very good point. But for the trajectory of his life, I think he does make a lot of bad decisions in these girlfriend moments. And I appreciate the fact that he's like stopping and the situation is making him think, but you're already in this. And to be honest, the decisions you're making right now to say these things in your interviews are going to make your life even worse unless you break up with her.
Honestly, it's absolutely hilarious that he's like, he's going to try and deny saying that now. He's going to be like, I didn't say that.
That is so true. He's like, this is way too much for me to have a girlfriend who lives with me and like buy her boobs. I can't believe this is happening. Like, well, you made decisions over the course of the last like 3 months.
He's going to blame editing. It's just how it was edited.
They better fucking break up. I'm so over this.
I hate this couple. I feel bad for Brittany.
He just told you that he doesn't want to marry you. And then in an interview, he says that you are like the worst mistake.
I love too how she's like, I wish I could come with you. And he's like, me too. And then he's like, I fucking hate her. This is hell. This is hell on earth.
He's like, same. And then behind closed doors, thank God I get even just two days away from her.
I'm in hell on earth and Brittany's the devil.
Oh my God, I feel like he's going to go to Vegas and cheat on her whenever he's back from Hawaii. That's his classic move.
Yeah.
Just ask Stassi how that goes.
Layover in Vegas. Okay, so next time on the season finale, we have Katie's engagement party and Stassi and Kristen are going to crash. So much so that Kristen gives a whole speech and Lala yells at her to wrap it up, which is... that's a time.
God.
So then we have the after party at Sir, and Jax and James get into a fight, and Jax is all sweaty and crazy, but James is protected by Lisa. And then Lala and Kristen get into it, and Lala pushes Kristen, and then Jax and Stassi come face to face, which honestly, I'm excited for all three of these fights.
Me too. And I do have to say, wow, James, way to play the Lisa card.
He was like, don't hit me in front of Lisa.
You can't do anything in front of Lisa.
Not in front of Lisa. I love that. That's like total like loser mode. Is like, you know, you're gonna get beat up, so you're like, you can't in front of my mom.
I love it. I mean, you gotta do what you're working with, you know, like use it all.
It's self-preservation
100%. But remember, you do have to leave this restaurant at some point.
We know. Okay, so accepted and blocked.
Which one do you want to do first?
I think I know who I want to block.
Me too.
Okay, I'm gonna block Katie.
Really?
Listen, I'm not about the petty shit. Like, I, especially on camera, if I know the person's gonna see this later, I'm not the petty one. As big a bitch as I am, as big a whatever, I'm never fucking petty. Yeah. Even if I hate you and you hate me.
You gotta be petty behind the scenes with like actions where you can point that they're reading into it.
Yes. There's nothing worse than a petty person, because that's just like the biggest cop out in the world. Like, you're just be Katie sitting there like, hope you can be friends with me, Ariana. Enjoy my time. I would have done the same thing Ariana did. I would have been like, yeah, I support you. I don't know why you would say that.
Yeah, like I'm just really like excited to support you.
Nice. Or like her even being like, I don't want to invite Ariana. Sandoval can still probably come. It's like, no, no, don't be petty. Always be the bigger person and then go from there.
I agree with it. I mean, I'm not blocking her, but I understand everything you're saying there. I'm blocking Jax, because Jax is just a resident piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's being himself. I don't like that he does things and then is mad that other people have reactions to them. That's the thing that pisses me off the most.
Oh yeah.
You can stress about Hawaii. Go ahead and get out of your Saturday night shift. Couldn't care less about that. Don't bring up marriage and then be like to Brittany, why are you so mad? And then ask Schwartz what he's doing and mad that like Schwartz brings up Sandoval's music video. You're the one asking these questions or bringing up these topics.
Oh yeah. I mean, no one can have a reaction except Jax.
Obviously not.
He's number one guy in the group.
It's Jax's world and we're all just living in it.
RIP to us then. But okay, accepted. I don't remember who I accepted. Hang on. I have to look because I think I might be accepting the same person and I don't want to do that. Oh no, it's not loading.
It's do you tough know? Because I feel like not everybody's having the best moment, but.
Yeah. Do you know who you want?
I'm going to give it to Sandoval. I feel like this is a big moment for him doing his music video. Like, yeah, he's like spending a lot of money, but like what a huge accomplishment. And I feel like overall he's like in a pretty good place with everyone else, despite everybody else being pissed. If he doesn't want to hang out with you, that's his thing.
Yeah. Let's touch in public.
Sounds like some boundaries.
I'm going to go a little off the beaten path.
Ooh.
I'm going to accept Kristen.
Oh, I almost did accept her.
Yeah. It like wasn't a bad episode. Listen, she's
it's the last scene for me. I couldn't do it.
She's trying to get the band back together. She's a little crazy. She did deny James at first. I know she got it on, but she accepts. She hated turtle racing, but she loves reptiles. You know, she's living a life. And you know what? I'm a big complainer, so I can never fault someone on complaining. I love to complain.
True.
I don't know. Yeah, she's like the right amount of crazy that I expect.
I was about to say, this is a very Kristen episode, but in a weirdly positive way.
Yeah, she wasn't crying or yelling or like losing her mind.
To be honest, like pretty good. She got laid. Like, good on her.
Yeah, she only smoked one cigarette. Like, no, I love her. She's one of my favorites. For some reason, I really like her. This rewatch has made me become a Kristen fan and I hate myself every single day.
To be honest, it's like kind of hard not to cringe at her because we already know the bad. We do. So
I love it.
I'm more prepared for all the terrible moments. I see the more positive moments even more.
It's so weird. So yeah, I pick Kristen.
Good for her.
Okay. So be sure to follow us on Instagram, join our Patreon, join our Facebook group, do all the really fun things and join us for every other show that we do. Because why not? What else are you doing?
That's it. Just join us.
Join us. It's a cult.
Bye.
Bye.